Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told CNBC today that he's committed to finishing tax reform before Congress goes on its summer recess.
That's really our focus. We want to get this done by the August recess. We've been working closely with the leadership in the House and the Senate, and we're working on a combined plan.
He said he's focused on middle-income tax cuts and making the business tax competitive with the rest of the world. Here to look at what we can expect is Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us in the studio. Hey, Kurt, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Eric.
So Republicans have promised an ambitious tax reform program. I mean, how realistic is this summer timeline?
Well, it's realistic in the sense that there's not a lot of political opposition to stop them, right? They control the White House. They control both houses of Congress. So on paper, no problem. They should be able to get it through. It is pretty ambitious. We don't know the details of all of this yet, but you're really looking at reforming individual taxes, corporate taxes, also adding border taxes. So it's pretty sweeping and it's a lot of work. And so it's realistic, but also not unthinkable that it could get stalled.
Right. And the Democrats don't really have the ability to stop it. House Republicans have also been talking about what's known as the border adjustment, which would tax just certain imports. This has gotten some criticism from retailers and other businesses. There's also a divide over this in Congress. I mean, what's the status of that idea, Kurt?
Well, Secretary Mnuchin said today that there's still some concerns about that, but also has some interesting aspects. Supporters say this would make U.S. trade more competitive by sort of concentrating more economic activity within the U.S. A lot of criticism from retailers saying that, you know, prices at your local Walmart's going to go up and that it would actually raise inflation. Economists have concerns, too. So very much on the table. And honestly, we haven't seen the details of this. We just know that this idea has been floated, but no specifics yet from the administration.
The worry is that the retailers would pass the prices on to consumers.
Right.
Yeah. So back in November, Mnuchin told CNBC that he wanted, quote, no absolute tax cut for the upper class, end quote. It's something Democrats have begun calling the Mnuchin rule. I mean, there's a lot of skepticism, Kurt. He'll be able to stick to that.
Yeah, it would be nice to sort of put his name on it so he has to stick to it, right? Have a little bit of a legacy. Mnuchin backed off from that a little bit today. He wasn't as explicit. But the idea here is that, you know, you can lower taxes for upper income earners, but then get rid of a lot of the deductions. And so he's saying generally overall, it'll be simpler, but overall they would spend less money. Overall they would spend about the same amount of money on taxes. That's what Democrats want to hold them to, essentially.
Well, what are some other things you're looking at that House Republicans are looking at as well to do, and how would they pay for them?
Yeah, I mean, this is lowering, for instance, the corporate income tax from 35% down to 25% for like other businesses like sole proprietorships. This does cost a lot. It means that there's going to be trillions probably in revenue that doesn't come into the U.S. over the next decade. But it also would spur growth. And the levels of this are all what's really debatable. But that's the idea, that it spurs more growth and that would end up paying for that.
We'll have to keep on it. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thanks for coming in.
You got it.